Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's look at what happened back in 1908. The Chelan leader reported several things. In January, the Wenatchee Moving Picture and Vaudeville Company will bring to Chelan Auditorium their new large moving picture machine at a charge of 25 cents for adults and 15 cents for children. In February, they reported the coldest day of the year so far was 7 degrees below zero. The lake was frozen over from shore to shore, all the way from the Hotel Chelan dock to lakeside. And for 2 days, the skating on the lake was some of the finest ever. Emmy Field, owner of Field Hotel at Stehekin, announced his candidacy for Congress. In March, with almost $100,000 worth of Lake Chelan property transferred since the 1st of January, 1908, it will be a record-breaking year in real estate sales. And then the case of R.W. Starr and Long Jim, alleging fraud in the transfer of the Long Jim Indian allotment some 8 years ago to Mr. Starr, has not yet received a decision from Judge R.S. Steiner of Wenatchee. But in April, the case of R.W. Starr v. Long Jim and his wife Annie was decided in favor of Starr, and that Starr had paid full value for the property at the time of the transaction, and that there was no fraud in securing the deed from Long Jim and Annie. In later April, the Chelan Falls Brewing and Malting Company recently put in considerable new machinery to increase the output of brewery and make it up to date. They installed a mineral water plant for the manufacture of ginger ale and all kinds of mineral water. In June, a railroad 20 miles in length is being proposed between the head of Railroad Creek and Lake Chelan to transport ore from the Orillia Crown Mines to barges on the lake, which will take the ore to a smelter. The town council also passed an ordinance that it will be unlawful to allow poultry of any kind to run at large within the corporate limits of Chelan. A violation of the ordinance will be deemed a misdemeanor, punishable by a fine up to $10. In August, S.J. Gray and guests caught the largest cusk yet. That's a fish. 15 pounds and measured 36 inches. It took an hour and a half to land the large fish. Finally, in November, the Wapato Indian Allotment's lands were patented a year ago and now may soon be available to be sold. The owner may sell all except 80 acres, but only under the supervision of the Interior Department. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.